100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Mashani Radio, New York City, worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. You know what they are, who they are, iTunes, iHeart, and Spotify. Don't forget, you can go to any of the podcasting platforms, search Situations with Sassy, and leave a like, heart, comment, and or share it, and you will get notified, which each and every Monday at 12 noon when a new show drops. So again, no excuses. And there's also this little thing called the Mashani Radio app that's on in your iTunes or your Google Play Store. Now, I'm going to be very, very quick today. I was trying to figure out again what it was I wanted to talk about. And lo and behold, my group chat with the Harris girls was almost like manna from heaven when it came down for me to discuss something and share. So as we always do, the Harris girls tend to share a lot with one another. The Harris girls consist of myself, my baby sister, and all of my cousins, well, seven cousins on my father's side of the family. And again, we're sharing, we're talking. So we started watching different shows. We're, you know, all watch different reality TV shows. We got to talking about relationships and, you know, just looking at different reality shows and how marriages and relationships are breaking up. Then we started sharing our own experiences around dating. Now, before people get their panties in a bunch, yes, there are four Harris girls in the group that are married. And there is one Harris girl in the group that is in a serious relationship. So everybody had an experience. You before you were married, you were single. Before you were in that relationship, you were single. And although for some it's been 25 or 30 years since they dated, for others it's been like 6 or 7 years since they've dated. And for, you know, the rest of us, we're still dating. And sharing our different experiences in the different relationships. And two of the Harris girls are licensed clinical social workers, and they do therapy. They do group therapy. They do relationship therapy. They do couples therapy. They do family therapy and counseling. And we got to talking about our different relationships, and I relayed one relationship that I was in, and I don't want to necessarily call it toxic, but my cousin said it perfectly, that it was more or less a karmic relationship. So I want to talk about karmic relationships today, because karmic relationships, in my opinion, the more that I read about it, the more she talked to me about it, it is more or less a toxic situation. It's that type of relationships where you meet somebody and the sparks fly really, really fast and you're instantly attracted to them. It's like that. It, you know, I know it might sound a little, you know, pat to say this, but you have this, the butterflies are in your stomach. They're constantly on your mind. You can't eat. You can't sleep. All you do is think about this new individual and how great this person would be in your life. And I thought back to my toxic relationship where there was an instant attraction to this individual. They were tall, they were just completely handsome, and I was immediately smitten. So what I want to say is, because I got to say this, and probably should have said this at first, but I got to say this because somebody's like, all you do is talk about the relationships that you were in and this, that, and the other, and that's true. Because again, Situations with Sassy, his goal is to get women to be accountable for their actions. So how can I help you be accountable for your actions if I'm not accountable for mine? And I was in this toxic, karmic relationship. And the definition of a karmic relationship, it's a romantic relationship that is often unstable and unbalanced power dynamics. It feels exciting and passionate, but it's equally damaging. But you're inextricably drawn to this person, and you kind of find it hard to either give them or yourself space. Now, that part I didn't have an issue with, but I am the type of person that when I am in a relationship, I'm 100% in that relationship. And yes, I do enjoy spending time with my significant other. That could be a problem for some people. If that's a problem for you, then sassy Sandra isn't the person for you. It's almost like it's a huge love lesson being in that type of relationship. The karmic is now, the karma that brought us together has been broken, but it took a minute for that to break. When I say a minute, and I called it a toxic relationship, it was to the point where I saged my home twice because I could still feel that energy, that toxicity in every room in my home. And they didn't go into every room in my home. They went into four rooms. There was one part of my house that they didn't even step foot in. But yet that toxicity permeated the entire home. And although that the, you know, a romantic relationship is a healthy relationship where you think about them all the time and you get the butterflies in your stomach and you can't eat, you can't sleep. You know, it's just like you get really giddy when they call you or when they text you, you get this big grin on your face. That's how these karmic relationships start. That's how this karmic relationship started for me. And then when I recognize, as my cousin therapist, and you know, as we're all talking in the group, and they're giving me insight, and at the same time, I'm on the quote unquote the Google machine, and I'm looking this up because I'm unfamiliar with it, because to me it was a toxic relationship, but it was a toxic karmic relationship that we were bought together for a reason. Our paths crossed for a reason. The universe brought this person into my life to teach me this lesson, to recognize the signs of toxicity so that I won't repeat the same mistake in the future. Number one, there's a lot of drama. And I wrote two books. I don't know if you know it. You can go to Amazon and you can find them. One is called The Party by Sandra E. Harris, and the other is called The After Party, which is the sequel. I'm going to apologize in advance. These were printed in 2003 and 2009, respectively. I am not going to re-edit these books. I know the editors that I had at the time, there were a lot of editing mistakes. I've learned that lesson. But the premise behind the story is five individual women whose lives are turned upside down when sex and dating kind of gets in the middle of their relationships. Okay. And it all happens at a party, hence the party, and then the aftermath of the party, which is the after party. But there's a lot of drama. And when I wrote those two books at that time, I was dealing with a lot of drama, or had dealt with a lot of drama in my life. And I was able to feed off of that. And these books kind of like wrote themselves. But as I got older and removed myself from dramatic, extra ass people, I realized that I don't really like drama. Sassy isn't the one for drama in a relationship, regardless of how fine you are, how you make me feel and tingle all over and whatnot. I'm not a person for drama. And although I know that the majority of relationships require work, yes, Sassy, I know this. I know that the majority of relationships aren't going to be smooth sailing, that you're going to have your hurdles and your bumps in the road. You're going to have your ups and your downs and your highs and your lows. I get that. There's going to be trials and tribulations and situations that you're going to have to get over. But if you have constant fucking drama, excuse my French, dropping the F-bomb, if you're going to have constant drama, there's a problem. There's a problem. And a karmic relationship is constant turmoil. That was red flag number one. And the fact that I didn't notice that as a red flag was a red flag. red flags are part of a karmic relationship. You have to notice them. Whether they're a controlling individual, they're prone to angry outbursts. It can be overwhelmingly passionate, but that passion can be good or it could be explosive. And in this case, an explosive passion was drama. And that drama was a red flag. Again, these things that I'm talking about on situations with Sassy are things that Sassy has gone through and she's had to do some self-reflection. And I actually was told that I needed to do some self-reflection to see the reason why I am not married and or single, or to understand why men cheat or cheated on me. And cheating is not about me. They may say it is, but cheating is a very selfish act, an extremely selfish act, and has nothing to do with the other person. And mind you, this all came from the same toxic individual when we were going through our breakup. You know, when you're breaking up, all of that negativity comes out, all of the things that they feel, that they really and truly feel, that they want to say, but they don't say, and they can't say it because they don't feel like they want to really hurt your feelings. But when the gloves come off and all bets are off, it's like, you know what? F you. This is what it is. And this is how I really feel about you. And any relationship that is giving you that drama and you're not noticing the red flags, that is so difficult to maintain, it's not a healthy situation. And I remember years ago hearing Oprah say that she had to remove herself from a relationship because it was no longer beneficial to her soul. And that still resonates with me. Now, why my dumbass didn't recognize it when I was in the midst of that relationship is because I was completely smitten and trying to make things work. Again, I'm looking at it as a toxic situation, which it was, but there was this karma thing going on between us where we were kind of codependent on each other, but not really. Where we really didn't communicate well. Like, I communicated and they didn't hear me, and they communicated and I didn't hear them. The communication was completely off. And we constantly, there was constant arguments. There was constant debating. And those are the relationships, red flags. Those are the things that you will hear Sassy say 100 times that Sassy does not do. And I'm going to apologize and make a correction right now. Sassy doesn't do that now. Sassy hasn't done that since she started doing situations with Sassy. But Sassy recognizes that the relationship she has been in fit the bill in each one of these shows at some point in my life. And if it doesn't fit me, it fits someone. Again, it fits someone that I know. These types of relationships, a karmic relationship, the type of relationship that's a karmic relationship, is part of the mix of karmic relationships. So there are 3 types. Some may say 4, but there are 3 types of karmic relationships. So you have the soulmate relationship. You have the twin flame relationship. And you have the karmic relationship. A soulmate relationship, and we hear this, and we hear this all the time. A soulmate relationship is everybody wants their soulmate. Everybody wants that soulmate relationship. And a soulmate relationship that people want is not always necessarily a romantic relationship. You could have a soulmate and a best friend. My best friends are my soulmates. We have the same interests. We enjoy spending time with each other. We've had our ups and downs and our challenges, but we are there for each other. Karmic relationship is that bullshit I was just talking about, where you have the drama and the red flag and they should teach you a lesson. It should absolutely teach you a lesson. And the reason why it feels karmic, okay, is because it's like, and the karmic relationship is also known as like a companion relationship. Not necessarily companion. I can't think of the word. It'll come to me, of course, after the show. But the karmic relationship is almost like you have these residual or these leftover feelings about yourself, where you're looking at your self-worth and you're looking at your personal growth, and you have these why me thoughts, which makes you codependent, which in turn brings in the drama, which in turn brings in the red flags. All of these things that are going on within that karmic relationship that you're not paying attention to, because in your mind, it's part of this whole relationship factor. You have to be mindful that sometimes that you have to learn that there's a higher purpose to you being within that relationship. Maybe I had to go through that relationship so I could do what I do now on situations with Sassy. Like, there was a higher purpose for me . And this is like a revelation now as I'm thinking about this. I went through that relationship so I can help you guys recognize the karmic relationship, the toxicity within it, to notice the red flags. And I've done 100 shows on red flags. But I've never done 100 shows on red flags in relation to those red flags being within that karmic relationship connection. Oh my God, I'm getting ready to go down a rabbit hole, people. That is, and I hate radio silence. I'm not supposed to do it. But my mind is oh my God, my mind is going faster than I can actually think and then I can actually talk, if you can believe that. But as I look at that, and as I've done my research over the week, it never really even dawned on me that I had to go through that situation to help you with this situation on Situations with Sassy. So that the purpose of me going through that fire was to, one, recognize within myself why I allowed myself to go through with it or go through it. And two, the lesson that I learned from that is that it was situations like that that spurned me to do what I'm doing right now. So I'm accountable for allowing myself to go through that. That's not on him. That's on me. I take full responsibility for going in with my eyes wide open and wide shut at the same time. That's why I went through what I went through. The final relationship is the twin flame. Now, I'm a Gemini. Gemini, two halves of a whole. I'm introverted. I'm extroverted. Every dynamic of what makes me a Gemini, I'm a communicator. I'm talkative, yet I'm shy. If that sounds crazy. But that twin flame, that's the true soulmate. That twin flame where you are simpatico. The twin flame is outside of it being the two halves of the whole, it doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship, a romantic relationship. these are two people who could have come together to simply teach each other something. And granted, all of these relationship models, these types of relationships are designed to teach us something. The question is, have we learned the lesson that they were meant to teach us? That saying that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime is very true. If you sit back and you think about the relationships, have you met your soulmate? Have you been with your soulmate? Do you understand that maybe you had a soulmate and it wasn't the right time for that? That you faced those challenges that the outside world is throwing you that may have kept you apart, but maybe you were meant to be together? Or have you met your soulmate and you're still there? Or did you learn your lesson from the karmic relationship? Like I did. Like this actual show actually made me realize and recognize something in the last 20 some years I never even thought about. I never thought about that shit. I mean, that shit was toxic. But it was toxic for a reason, because we were meant to meet because of karma. The universe put us together. This man had to teach me a lesson. For one, he had to teach me a lesson on slowing down. Because when Sassy is on you, when Sandra wants you, you'll know it. You'll feel it. It is undeniable. If I'm attracted to you, if I want you, if I'm feeling you, if I like you like that. On the flip side, you'll also feel when I don't. And you'll probably feel that first, or maybe last. But what you want to understand and recognize, and you can look these up. You can look up the types of relationship, or you can look up the soulmate versus the twin flame versus the karmic relationship. You can look all of this stuff up. You don't have to take situations with Sassy word for it. But once you look these up, I want you to do a lot of reflection. That's your homework, is to do the reflection on the relationships that you've been in, or the relationship that you're in, or the relationship that you're looking to get in. Do you want a twin flame? Do you want a soulmate? Understand who you are and understand what it is that you want. And I'm going to thank everybody. Today, I got to definitely thank the Harris girls, because they took me down a path to, one, do this awesome show, and two, it was like an aha moment for Sassy to say, wow, that relationship with this individual that I'm thinking was toxic. And, you know, you may agree with me or not. I think a karmic relationship like that is a toxic situation. It is a toxic relationship. Anytime you have outburst and it's dramatic and you're not communicating and you can't seem to get rid of them and you can't seem to let go, but you let go and you know that you never want to be in that type of relationship again, that's toxic. So the interwebs can call it what it want. But hopefully you will do the reflection and maybe have an aha moment and the light bulb go off like it did for me and say, this person came into my life for a higher purpose of teaching me a lesson so that I could come to you and teach you guys a lesson. Listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. And don't forget, you can listen to Sassy Scribe, or rather, you can see Sassy Scribe on Women Talk Live TV talk show. Check your local listings in Charlotte, North Carolina, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Miami, Florida on the CW affiliate. Again, remember to live every moment. Laugh every day and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you in a week. Peace.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.